Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, everybody. It's Friday night. Oh, my God, Audrey. Every Friday night, it's like a weekly thing.
It is a weekly thing.
It just happens. Every week, it becomes Friday night. It's like Monday forever. Tuesday kind of goes by quick. Wednesday is like, whoa, because you're sliding down. Thursday is like a blur. And all of a sudden, it's Friday night. And we get the honor and the privilege of hanging out behind the mics, talking to the coolest men and women, making Pittsburgh's tech sector do its thing.
It is. It's a lot of fun.
It is cool.
It's just so amazing. Some of the work that we do at the Tech Council really doesn't just matter, but it really blows my mind. So, for example, we had Sheetz in a few weeks ago.
The awesome red restaurant, as I call it. It's like nothing but red signs along Route 22.
Right.
And it's like the oasis.
Mm-hmm.
Where there's
and
everything.
Where they have been able to really replicate a model of consistency that's pretty amazing.
That's what it is. It's a model of consistency.
But, you know, so they, like everyone else, is looking for innovation.
Right.
And I had a chance to take them over to Shell Games. And
Shell Games and Sheetz hanging out in the same room.
It was great.
That could be really interesting.
It was great. They brought some of their mid-level leaders to come and hang out. And the first thing about Shell Games that's so cool, first of all, the whole story about Jesse Shell. Second is, when you go up to their second floor over there at Station Square and you're looking out, you actually feel like you're on a ship.
You do. That's a really good point when you
say
it that way.
It's like, I'm on a ship.
You can
and I get
the river,
seasick.
The river's right out there
in front
of you.
So I'm always like, I don't know if I could work up there.
But right in
our backyard,
I know,
we have one of the biggest game developers and designers.
Absolutely. You know, we haven't had Shell Games on the air in a while.
No, we need to get them back on the air. I told them I was headed to radio, so it was very cool to just hang with them and see the work that they're doing. And I mean, everything from the medical field to just good old-fashioned game design. It's right here. It's right here.
How cool mashing that up with a company like Sheetz.
But they do a lot of mashups. They really are trying to understand their focus in helping innovation and creativity.
So Sheetz was in town for a couple of days. Who else did you
Well, they've had a chance to meet a whole bunch of entrepreneurs. I took them over to Carnegie Mellon. And, they're excited. It opens their horizons. They made a commitment to understand what their strategy is as they move ahead.
You know what? Sheetz needs to put a counter in at our new space in Nova Place when we move in November. We could have like a cool Sheetz coffee service and a little MTO counter so we can make sandwiches anytime we wanted.
So does it need a human with it?
No, let's make this completely autonomous. You know my dream.
Oh my gosh, that's a great idea.
You know my dream of the robotic nacho arm. Now, we need something it doesn't mean robotic necessarily, but somehow an automated system that would supply us with piping hot, fresh, great coffee and sandwiches.
Be really
donuts
interesting.
Donuts too. I'm putting the whole thing in donuts as well.
We should talk to them. That's really interesting. We'll have to talk to them.
And they can put a cool sign up on our counter saying Sheetz. We got good stuff.
I think it's great. It's urban sheets because most of what they do is not urban.
Right. No, it's all like in your in the suburbs of Pittsburgh, you know? And I love going there. Like, honestly, like when I drive to my in-laws on the other side of the state, you take 22, or if you're driving out to Penn State to go mountain biking, there's like 10 sheets along the way. I count them. And you like to stop because it's always fun to get something. Like I'm always loading up on caffeine, right? You know, and then they got great food.
Lucky
they got great donuts.
Us.
So I'm just
lucky
saying,
for us
I
that
think
you
it's,
are.
I think it's cool. So maybe they need an urban sheets, and that can be based out of our new space in Nova Place.
So as we get into October, we're trying to remember that it's our 22nd.
22, absolutely.
Tech 50.
Isn't that crazy? Almost a quarter century of like honoring the fastest growing, most innovative tech companies.
Yeah, so that's always just a fun night on August 25th, and we're ramping up for that. We're also ramping up for our Three Rivers Educational Technology Conference.
Tretzy.
And our keynote speaker is a gentleman named Mike Moe. He's the founder of Global Silicon Valley, GSV. Mm-hmm. So if you want to Google him, he is a rock star, huge commitment.
How'd you get him to stop by Pittsburgh again? I know he has some Pittsburgh ties,
we've just connected over the years. He's always
You worked stayed. Your magic once again.
He's always stayed connected to Pittsburgh, even though Bill Campbell passed away, who was truly a rock star.
And people don't know Bill Campbell, the founder of Intuit.
And a
Homestead guy, nonetheless. Yeah. Right, exactly.
Who has done a lot for the high school and Homestead and for other things in our region. But so Mike Moe, who's also a Midwesterner by birth, has just loved Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
So he's coming back. He cares about the new world of work. What does it mean? And he actually helped spawn something called GSV and ASU, which is Arizona State University. It's a huge conference that is
GSV
done.
GSV and PGH.
I know, right? That's why I always.
Okay. Right. I know you're thinking about that.
I know, which is always clever. So we're excited about that. That's an opportunity for us to do a little bit more of a deep dive inside schools and connect teachers and make sure that they understand what tools are out there, have a chance for them to collaborate and talk about the classroom, look at the trends in learning, get that entire, like I like to say, ecosystem together.
Definitely. Well, speaking of the ecosystem, him being part of the ecosystem in Pittsburgh means I'm hoping some sort of a get-together at Duke's.
Yeah, we're working on that.
In Homestead.
Right.
My favorite place to have a beer in Homestead.
It is. It's a great place. But he also has a place next door now, if you've seen
it. I know. It's like a pizza oven over there. It's like a
stunner place.
It's like an...
It's called Eighth on...
Okay.
I'm trying to remember. It's the corner streets there.
I drive past it. I don't know the name, but I could smell it.
It's excellent.
And I'm like, I think
it's
I need to go there.
It's absolutely excellent. Yeah. Excellent. Very different than Duke's, but definitely
they're connected.
Worth the trip.
They're like right next to each other.
They're right next to each other, but you have to walk outside.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. I'm excited about them coming to town to lead up Tretzy.
Our website and you can see Tretzy.
Yeah.
You can see some info about that. Of course, you can see about Tech 50. And, of course, we will be getting ready to move into our new space in Alloy, near Alloy 26, at Nova Place.
Exactly.
At Nova Place, right near Federal Galley.
So you're right across from Federal Galley.
I know, which is
I've already
great.
Devised a system of pipes and conveyor belts.
Oh, my gosh.
That will bring over drinks.
Have you ever seen their Sunday brunches?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
So you've been to a Sunday brunch
there? No. One of our peeps, Brian Kennedy, went there and took his kids, and it was some really fancy Sunday brunch.
Really? Okay.
That was a very special,
Is this the way to get us to work on Sundays, too?
It is. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that's pretty amazing.
That'd be kind of cool. Brunch is served.
So we're excited to be on the north side. We're excited about getting engaged in the community there, because we want to get to know the community. We want to participate with them and vice versa.
Yeah, I mean,
so that's exciting.
We've been in our temporary space on Isabella Street for a couple months, kind of getting used to the neighborhood.
Right. I want us to do a walking tour of the north side.
I've just been so pleasantly surprised about how cool the neighborhood is. And just, I feel like the tech council now is so much more like on the precipice of being plugged in closer to the community, to where,
Great.
Where the entrepreneurs are, where the companies are. We're not isolated.
And then the Children's Museum is right there. You got the Warhol. You've got City of Asylum.
Absolutely.
Lots of exciting things that are happening there.
I think it's fantastic. So, Audrey, today's show, we got, as I would say, I haven't used this word in a while, a humdinger of a show.
Oh my gosh.
We have Sean McGowan stopping by from CMU's Employee Relations Office, and we have Rich Lunak stopping by to talk about 20 years of Innovation Works. And Hack This helped the kids from the Citroen 33 Foundation. Stuff.
That's fun. Hackathon.
Yeah, I heard
I'm
you might be a judge.
I'm going to judge.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty heroic.
Absolutely.
The thinking that's going to go on in that, so I'm very excited.
Well, we're coming right back with more Tech Vibe, as we said. This is Jonathan Kersting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
Learn more about the Pittsburgh Technology Council by going to pghtech.org and follow us on Twitter at pghtech. Yeah.
So we're going to jump in.
Perfect.
You ready?
Let's go.
Good.
So glad you're joining us here on Tech Vibe Radio tonight. And Audrey.
Yeah.
We have one heck of a guest with us right now.
Yeah, like, this is so impressive.
It's not that often you get to hang out with folks like this. That's all I can say.
No. I mean, I want to say I'm glad I don't on some level.
That's a good point.
But I'm glad that he does the work that he does. How about that?
Exactly right.
Is that good? So who do we have in the house? We have
George Mazariegos, Chief of Pediatric Transplant at Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh.
Chief of, I'm like, wait a second, man. You hold people's lives in your hands every day, children's lives in your hands every day. We're honored to have you here.
Yeah, we are so honored.
Thanks
yeah,
so much, Jonathan, Audrey. It's great
so
to be here.
So here you are also the co-chair of a new hackathon. It's a new hackathon to benefit Children's Hospital. But do a little bit of a deep dive. Talk about that.
Thank you. We're excited to bring together our technology and innovation partners are university thinkers and students and creative minds to the problems that we face on a daily basis. And what's exciting about this is it brings together, makes a space for our university students and leaders to think about in creative ways and come up with solutions to some of the problems that we deal day in and day out.
Well, like, can you give us some examples?
Sure. There's so many examples. Some of the ones that are, I think the listeners will really resonate with are things like infections that happen in the hospital. How do you think of creative solutions to decrease those? Adherence to medications. The medicines are important to save your life or complete a therapy, but they're challenging to continuing
right.
to take them over
right.
a period of time.
And to remind our listeners, so this is the Hack This Help Kids Hackathon. It's happening on October the 5th. So we're just a week away on this thing.
Right.
We're so excited that there are participants from all over the country that have registered. I think we have.
Really?
I know. That's so interesting.
It's fantastic.
How did that happen?
Well, we got the word out through Major League Hacking, which is our partner in organizing
right.
gotcha.
the hackathon. And then word of mouth in this community of hackers that have been doing this for really some time in other
right.
fields. But we're hoping to really bring that excitement and energy around pediatric health
care. Right. It was an area I would never thought to have this kind of come together. And who's making this kind of happen is the Citroen 33 Foundation is really that kind of got this thing kind of kicked off. We want to give some credit there as well, too, because that's such great work to be thinking about this and to bring people from around the world here to Pittsburgh to solve these types of problems. And then Audrey, you're a judge on one of these things. We just realized that I'm like, wait a second,
honored.
There's too much cool stuff going on here right now.
That is awesome.
I thought I said pediatrics, healthcare, helping kids. You know, I mean, like,
yeah.
that's sort of a no-brainer.
Absolutely. We're excited to be at the Tepper Quad at CMU.
I know. It's beautiful. I had my first board meeting there.
Fantastic.
I brought my board there. Yeah.
It's fantastic space. And it's going to be a 24-hour period of just great intensity and energy around these issues.
Sure.
So we understand there's almost 400 registered participants, but people can still register.
I was going to ask you, so there's still time to register me part of it.
Until
so.
They there's actually a URL, right, that
yes.
you can go to.
You can go to hackthishelpkids.com and register today.
Just that
simple. So what's your hope for this? What's your hope?
Our hope is that we would design and have an event that really would be a kickoff to an ongoing way to stimulate innovation in healthcare for children. We hope that this would be an example that we and others can build on in the future. We're hoping to do this for transplantation actually a year from now. But as an example, we really aspire that this would create so much enthusiasm and some actual solutions to these real problems that I mentioned, and we're going to have 10 or 15 of them that are going to be really displayed as possible areas of focus, and the teams will get to work. But we really hope that we'll get practical solutions to these, and then it'll stimulate further programs like this around the country and really around the world.
Well, selfishly here for Pittsburgh, if I can just speak to that, what's exciting to me is that while we have a closely knit community on many levels, not on all levels, but on many levels, that people will, for the first time, sort of get to peel back and understand what are the problems that you're wrestling with. So what are they similar to other problems? Are they distinctly different? And today, people like to be engaged in terms of being helpful by understanding and connecting, not just writing checks. So I'm very excited by this because I think it opens up a new dimension into engagement and in an area that we probably haven't figured out ways to be engaged.
I think that's a great point. I think once people see the ways that they can contribute to actual solutions that are impacting children, and that solution is going to impact a family and then a whole generation.
Right.
It's just
that's what I love about today in 2018. Like when I was growing up, I used to have ideas, but you wouldn't know how to ever penetrate them. And today we're now trying to break down those silos. And this is just another one of those silos that we're chiseling away at.
I love that idea.
Thank you for your openness to that.
Oh, it's
because it's intimidating for the rest of us who, like Jonathan, didn't go to medical school.
I couldn't do it, you know.
Couldn't do it. So, you know, your lives become a little siloed, right?
Right.
No, absolutely. We really believe, honestly, that this event is all about partnership with our community, with the universities, with these brilliant minds that are thinking about issues and can really help kids.
Yeah.
But they don't necessarily know all your problems.
Exactly. They just need to get connected and become aware of this. And then the community who supports this is part of that. So are there really winners at
the end of this?
There are. There's some prizes for the top winners, and you're gonna have a say in that.
That's right.
Money and fame.
Absolutely.
Our two favorite things here at Tech Vibe Radio.
Well, I also know that we're gonna have a keynote by Thomas Tull, the founder and CEO of Tullco. So that's very exciting.
It'll be super exciting. He's as you know, he's recently come back to Pittsburgh.
Yep. Right.
He's going to be.
He was not a boomeranger, by the way. He just came to Pittsburgh.
He just came to Pittsburgh.
Right.
It's the place to be, and he's so excited to be a participant in this, as is all of the team members and leaders. And I think it's going to be an opportunity to.
Well, it's also an area that many people who are in computer science and software development or DevOps or whatever don't think about in terms of an opportunity for their own career.
Exactly. And I think what CMU and our partners have really emphasized is the ability to really give a space for these type of institutions, industry support, and partners to be part of the program.
I cannot wait. We have to have you stop back to tell us about some of the results from this, because I think there's going to be some crazy stuff that we weren't even thinking about that's going to come out of this. I'm just so excited to see the results.
We would love to give you a good report, and hopefully this will be one of many.
Oh, for sure. I'm so glad you got to spend time with us to talk about this. To remind everyone to go to, you know, Hack This, Help Kids. There's still time to participate. It's at the new Tepper Quad. I mean, it's an amazing building, an amazing cause. Really thank the Citroen 33 Foundation for lining this up. And you know, we've been talking to Dr. George Mazaregos, the chief of pediatric transplantation at UPMC, took time off to talk to us. Really great stuff. So glad you could hang out with us in the studio today and talk about this great cause.
Thank you. It's been a delight to be here, and looking forward to letting you know all that is accomplished.
Thank you.
Very cool. This is why we love doing the show, Audrey. How often do we get to hang out with guys like this and talk about causes like this? Not too often, so that's why we're glad to do it here on Tech Vibe. So, hey, we're coming back with more. I swear, this is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Rousseau.
Learn more about us at pghtech.org. Follow us on Twitter at pghtech. So glad you're joining us tonight here on Tech Vibe Radio. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Rousseau.
And Audrey, you know, my three favorite letters, C, M, and U. I love them. And that combination exactly.
Okay.
It's fun. I mean, it's one of our top resources.
He's a Pitt grad.
And I'm a Pitt grad.
Yeah.
Exactly. I love Carnegie Mellon University. These guys are kicking some butt.
Well, we see Pitt right in the backyard. I mean, that tower looms right over.
It does. It casts that shadow at this, just the right time.
Yeah, Pitt's letting you know.
Yeah, it's an intimidation factor. And our marketing, you still have the cathedral behind there.
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
You can't white that out?
No, we try. But I mean, you can tell there's a little shape of the clouds that aren't supposed to be
there. Wow. You need some technology help there.
Yeah, we'll try. I think I know a couple of people.
They might know a few folks at Carnegie Mellon. So, hey, we're talking to Sean McGowan and... So, Sean, what do you do at Carnegie Mellon University? Let our listeners know. Fill us in. Who is Sean McGowan?
Well, it's so funny. Whenever my mom or dad ask me, like, what do you do at the college? I try to explain to them, and they go, so you work in the residence hall? I'm like, no, nowhere near. I haven't said that.
Oh,
they go
gosh.
Back to when I was younger and I was an RA. But I've been working for colleges for a couple years now. And at Carnegie Mellon, I work with the employer relations. We actually, our office is called the Career and Professional Development Center.
Gotcha.
So what we do is we have two separate sides of the office. We have one side that's focused on coaching students. We have consultants that work with each one of the academic units in terms of what their major is, what they're looking to go into. And then our side of the house does everything in terms of employer relations, employer development, career partnerships. You know, what we'll do is we'll onboard a lot of the employers. So whether they're coming and it's their first time recruiting at CMU, or if it's maybe their fourth or fifth year and they're trying to figure out, you know, what other strategies can I implement? What are some things that I can really do that can differentiate us? Or, you know, what are some things that are going on with other employers that students are really trying to really gravitating towards? So we try to work with them, and each employer is different. And I think that's why our office is there, is because each employer's needs are different, each employer culture is different, and we help bring to them what the students are looking for and how to attract a CMU student.
So what are some of the trends? What are some of the changes that you're seeing?
So one of the things that I'm seeing is it's more competitive than I've ever seen it before.
Really?
Very, very much so. When we look especially at even our fairs, we're selling out a month ahead of time. You know, tech students is where employers are looking to recruit.
Well, you have such a talent pool at the university that I know every company that needs this type of skill set, whether it's artificial intelligence, engineering, you name it, across the board what Carnegie Mellon does, you're the first stop they want to go to. So you have to be like oversubscribed.
Yeah, and it's so true. I mean, and one of the things that a lot of employers come to us and they say, you know, we're looking for computer science students, and that's great. That's
like,
that's,
are you? Perhaps I could find one or two for you.
And we always want to direct them. And our computer science program is amazing. So many talented students,
top ranked in the world.
Definitely, you know, we're number one in a lot of different polls. And when you look at the institution itself, it's so technologically focused in all aspects. So we do have computer science, but we also have this College of Engineering with our electrical computer engineering. We also have in our Dietrich College of Humanities and Social Science, we have information systems, data science, and statistics. In our Mellon College of Science, our mathematics, our physics. We have so many different tech students or students that have technological skills. So we try to tell employers, don't look at Carnegie Mellon through you know, binoculars. You're going to miss out on all the rest.
Interesting, right?
Well, what about this year's entry class for artificial intelligence?
Yeah, so this year with the AI, it's the first year that they're doing it, and it's going to be increasing throughout each year, and then students in the second and third year will be able to take courses in artificial intelligence.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so they'll have that opportunity to go into that program, and it'll increase. But the school, the undergraduate class is around right now 165, 170. I think it's going to be over around 200. You know,
so that'll
forward.
Be interesting for companies to know about now.
Yeah, and there's a lot of information on our website with the CMU and AI. And we've been doing AI in multiple different colleges and across the board. And now we're starting to brand it. And it's definitely something that we're really looking forward towards the future. And employers are asking about. They're saying, we want to make sure that we get in here so we can talk to these students and see, you know, what problems that they can solve. Yep, early.
And so what about Pittsburgh? Do we have a chance in terms of, you know, engaging with these students?
You do. We do. And I say we do because we do have a lot of employers that are coming here, and also employers that, let's say, were West Coast based but now have offices in Pittsburgh. We're starting to see that as a popular tactic used by employers, is to say, you know what? We need to be there because for the whole rest of the year, we need to be able to engage with these students.
Right.
And these students need to be touched multiple times of the year and keep their attention. You know, speaking with employers, even our most well-known employers, they're telling us it's competitive. we're just because we're company A,
right,
doesn't mean that that's an automatic that students are going to come to us.
And interesting, right?
And we have students that are interested in those small startup companies. I when we look at Pittsburgh itself, between robotics and
right,
with autonomous vehicles, when you look at places like Delphi and Uber ATG, Argo AI, that's definitely something that Carnegie Mellon students are interested right in, and it's a hot topic.
I mean, as an example as to how just insanely cool the talent coming out of Carnegie Mellon is. So back in the end of summer, I went in to go interview Farnum Jahanian, the new president mm-hmm. at Carnegie Mellon, for our TEQ interview. And I'm sitting in the lobby waiting for him to come out. And there's a student that came in to meet with, like, I believe a career counselor, and he had just graduated and he's working at Uber mm-hmm. doing stuff on some vision stuff there. And she's like, well, do you like it? He's like, it's kind of boring. It gets by. I'm thinking this is like a dream job for someone to be like, I'm working at Uber, you know, and I'm developing like autonomous systems. He's like, I'd probably rather take some of this technology to the third world countries. Where he had some ideas he wanted to go back to school for. So he was more interested in actually going back to school and learning than getting into the marketplace. And I'm like, this guy could write his ticket anywhere he wants to go. And he's thinking about going back and getting more skills and maybe taking it to the third world, which I think is really cool.
And our students are so – I mean, there's so many stories. Each month I'm just – you know, baffled by some of the things that our students are doing. You know, last year we had a student who was shipping supplies over into Puerto Rico. That, you know, humanitarian efforts and solving problems, I think, is something that is very, very similar to CMU or very
definitely
cognizant to CMU. They're looking for ways to solve problems. So when I talk to students, it's never like, what do you want to do? It's always, what problems do I want to solve?
Yeah, and that's so cool. I love it.
And when I talk to employers, I say, don't focus on what your benefits are or what your pay is. You know, focus on what problems are you going to solve.
How they can make an impact, right?
Exactly. And that's going to help any employer, especially our Pittsburgh employers that maybe aren't on the West Coast. Because we have students that they don't know. They want to go to the West Coast, Silicon Valley. But Pittsburgh is really starting to make a name for itself. Every time I talk to students about Pittsburgh, they say, I didn't realize Pittsburgh had this, or I didn't realize you could do this in Pittsburgh.
Exactly.
And now I will say cost of living is something that young students don't always know about. So when I talk with employers and they're saying, well, I'll just talk about the cost of living, I say, yeah, that's something you might want to mention, but I would really focus more on the teams that they can work on, what technology they're going to use.
Good strategy.
You know, because the cost of living, many of them haven't paid bills, or they don't know what it's like until maybe 3 or 4 years out, and they go, oh, wow, it is really expensive to live here, and I want to have a house. I want to raise a family. I want to have kids.
Exactly.
I talk with employers all the time that say, you know what, we didn't get any students right out of college, but 5 years down the road, they go, hey, remember we talked at that career fair?
Right.
I'm thinking about moving back to Pittsburgh.
Exactly.
I'm thinking about I'm thinking about your company.
So there's a long-term play for a lot of companies out there that are recruiting. Just because you don't get someone in the first semester doesn't mean 3 or 4 years later you have made an impression. So that's why you got to be consistent and stay at it.
Exactly.
So Sean, what are a couple top tips for employers out there if they want to engage with Carnegie Mellon? What are the expectations and some top tips to make a good start trying to tap into this awesome talent pool that you guys are graduating every year?
I'm so happy you asked that. So one of the things that we've been trying to do at Carnegie Mellon at the CPDC is putting together onboarding material. So first things first, I would obviously look at our website, and you can actually look at all of the tools that we've put. We have a 4-step recruiting guide. We have a digital strategy guide. We've got all of your stats, outcomes data. You can see who's hired students in the past. What are they getting salary-wise?
Right.
So that you can be competitive.
You know, you're like, we'll offer this guy $70,000 a year. Well, they're offering him $150 over there.
No, and it's so true. And now, salary isn't the most important thing when it
projects
comes.
It's projects.
It's projects. You know, when we ask students all the time, it's culture, it's projects, it's the team, it's the mentor. Who's going to be my supervisor? That's so important. And do they identify with the supervisor? Also, for the recruiter, another thing is being there for the student and not, I use the term ghosting.
Yeah.
You know, don't ghost students.
I know. So bad. You know, I hear that a lot.
Mm-hmm. Don't ghost students.
Yeah, you got to
get. Yeah, well, I heard from them and nothing.
Exactly.
And that makes an impression forever,
yep,
even if they come back.
Exactly. And recruiters are that first person that student will, you know, go into. And the other thing is bringing someone who talks shop, who talks tech.
Yeah.
Our recruiters are great. I really appreciate all the work that they do. But when you're coming to engage with our students,
bring the folks they're working with, they'll be working with, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Very, very cool.
So,
wow. So way cool. So no one's tried to recruit you.
No, no one's tried to recruit me yet. Maybe down the road.
You need more hacking skills and some AI skills first, and then they'll be all over you, right?
The only thing I know about Java, I thought it was coffee.
Yeah, you know, so. Me too.
Oh, great. I like mine hot. That's comforting.
Yeah, it's something, but it is really interesting to be around these students all the time. You walk past any student in a common area, and they've got code on their screen. They're working in teams. They're student clubs. They're trying to do passion projects on the side. Yeah. There's so many things.
So amazing. That's why I've always told Audrey, it is one of the top resources that made Pittsburgh what it is today, is having Carnegie Mellon and the other universities as well too. But CMU in my mind is just like, whoa, like it's just got that recognition that it makes Pittsburgh pop. That's for sure.
Yeah. And places like Duolingo with Louis Van Aan and him and what he's doing and the award he just won at MIT, so it's just so many things that, you know, and he's a perfect example of someone that's trying to help. Like, he's helping languages in third world countries. That's what Duolingo is another purpose for it. So
absolutely,
it's the other aspects of CMU that really are ingrained in the student culture and the culture of CMU and Pittsburgh.
Absolutely. Great stuff.
Thank you so much for being
thank
here.
You.
Yeah.
Hopefully you've got so much energy. Yeah. So hopefully you have some time to enjoy Pittsburgh.
I will. It's my first year here. I've been here for a full year now. And my wife and I are just loving it.
That's awesome.
Great.
That's what we want to hear. Hey, we're taking a quick break. We're coming back with more Tech Vibe, I swear. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
Learn more about us at the Pittsburgh Technology Council by going to pghtech.org. Way too much fun. Every Friday night, Audrey, we get to talk to some of the greatest people that are really part of
fun. This is a treat. Yeah. I didn't realize he hadn't been here.
I know. I'd have been taking the show on the road a couple times last time.
I know.
To Rich.
You had to bring the show to him.
I did.
Wow.
I packed up the van and everything.
Forget that. I need him here.
Duffel bag.
In the studio.
Where it is. I'm just going to drop in unannounced.
You could.
In the studio.
You could become like the fifth Beatle of the show and just ask questions.
We're putting the band back together.
You should, yes, absolutely.
My gosh.
Let's do it. I've been playing guitar a lot lately, so I feel like I'm ready.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I'm ready for the stage dives.
Okay. You ready to do some surfing?
Are you? Are you like backup vocalist?
Oh, I sometimes sit in with Rage Against the Machine, a lot of my favorite
from
bands.
From time to time.
Oh, wow. Rage Against the Machine. I just saw someone play some music of theirs and using all kid instruments.
Oh, wow.
That's kind of cool.
Right?
Cool.
Isn't that cool?
Pretty cool.
Nothing like hearing that with a xylophone.
I know.
Really gets the
I
angst
wish
out.
I could have a xylophone. Well, let's just jump in. We have Rich Lunak in the house.
Absolutely.
Hey, Rich. How are
you?
He runs Innovation Works.
How long have you been at Innovation Works for?
I've been there since 2005.
Wow.
Do you know the math of that? Do you know how many years that makes?
13
years. So that's...
Just wondered if you could do the math.
No recreational drugs today.
Nothing. No. But that is more than half of the 20 years that IW has been in Pittsburgh investing in companies. So that's
very cool.
Quite excellent. And that's what we want to talk about today is 20 years. You got a crazy barbecue back at the end of summer. Like, it was off the hook.
It was a lot of fun.
It was.
I know. I was out of town. That was cool.
I was in the crowd listening to all the impact, and I was like, we got to get Rich in to really talk about what you guys have done over the past 20 years, because you guys have really been a huge piece of what's making Pittsburgh.
And the cool thing was, I don't think we realized it until we started looking at everything, but it was 20 years for Innovation Works.
Yeah.
The 10-year anniversary for Alpha Lab.
Right.
Oh, right.
Five-year anniversary for Alpha Lab Gear and Riverfront Ventures. So they all...
They're all divisible by five.
I know.
You need a t-shirt
There's
for that.
There's something five to the power of.
It's seriously.
Right.
Something.
Huh. That's cool.
That's
so
cool.
Every 5 years.
Something with that, yep.
So
in 5 years, you'll have to schedule us back on the show for something.
We'll
set our calendars.
You have to do something.
So, Rich, real fast, tell our listeners, IW, give us the quick 30-second pitch so they know what you're about. And we're going to talk about some of these cool numbers.
Yeah, so we're a regional nonprofit that helps entrepreneurs build great tech companies here in southwestern PA. And over the years, we've had a chance to work with some of the, most successful startups in our region. It's really fun. We invest broadly across all tech sectors.
Right.
So everything from life science companies to software to robotics.
Yep.
And it's really great. These are all entrepreneurs that are looking to change the world and make the next great Pittsburgh tech company.
And you're always seeing the latest and the greatest. You're seeing the ideas that are just about companies that need that first shot of investment to get them going.
Yeah. And it's really invigorating to work with so many passionate people. And,
sure.
So it's been a lot of fun.
Absolutely. So talk about some of the highlights. Let's go through some data points so people can understand that.
So I think the really cool thing about having an anniversary like this is that you can look at things for a longer period of time. And, you know, by doing that, I think in a lot of cases, progress in this space is hard to measure over months or even
so
a year
long
or so,
now.
Right? Mm-hmm. But if you look over a longer period of time, you see some great trends. And so, as an example, over the last 10 years, we've seen the number of companies approaching us for help grow over about 300%.
Really?
We've seen investment in companies in the region go up 200%. Number of companies funded over 100%.
Over this 20-year period?
Over the 10 years.
Over the 10 years.
Right.
Okay.
And then over the last 10 years, things like university licenses and spin-outs going up as dramatically. So, you know, you can see a lot of the momentum that you just feel is happening.
You see it on paper. It's actually on a spreadsheet.
Then you layer on, you know, things that have been happening on the landscape.
Restaurants.
In terms of the restaurants, that's right. But all the corporate anchors we now have, the momentum, number of grassroots organizations and support organizations, it makes you feel good about where we're headed regionally and the fact that we've got a lot of momentum and energy.
Right. So let our listeners know, like, about how many jobs have been created.
So about 12,000 in these startup companies.
In the last 10 years.
In the last 20 years.
In the 20 years.
12,000 net new jobs. And
what about capital?
And capital, about $2.2 billion.
Wow.
And how does that, where do we sit? Yeah. Like, you know, in terms of other cities in that space.
So I would say we're one of the fastest growing regions. So if you look over that period of time, we've been outpacing national averages. We are, I like to describe to people, we're probably well outpacing peer cities that you would think of in the Midwest, the St. Louis's, the Cleveland's, the Cincinnati's, but not quite at the level of the tier two, say, entrepreneurial cities of like a Seattle or an Austin. We still have a little ways to go.
Mm-hmm.
But at this growth rate, you know, hopefully we'll get there.
Yeah, but at this growth rate, what do you think?
I think we're closing the gap. What we need to have more of is we still have never had that really big IPO or exit or
it's
things.
It's been a long time. It's like I think
that
free markets was like the last really big one.
And you look at a Seattle that's had like an Amazon or Microsoft or even like a Dell in Houston, right?
They've they
really have like a step function change. So we've been you know, having really impressive growth, but I think we need like a Duolingo to IPO or a company like that, to have a really big bang.
Cool. You know what's so interesting? Yeah. There's like this one outlier, a city, Salt Lake City.
Yes.
Like that
what's
is such an outlier.
Yeah.
Like
what's
one year
they
had like seven IPOs or something.
Yeah, you know, occasionally you'll see a city like that that'll just have, you know, like a Groupon in Chicago or things, right? That tend to really
Groupon's a good example.
Their data,
but you know. Salt Lake City's had more than Chicago.
Yeah, Provo, and they've become sort of like a bedroom community for the West Coast.
See, that's what I think.
Silicon Valley,
great place to ski
people just go to ski and hang out.
Do a company while you're there, right?
That's right.
Okay, so that doesn't count.
But Pittsburgh's a lot cooler. You know?
Yeah, I would agree.
But that doesn't count. Yeah, that doesn't count. I'm always curious about that. I think it's just a vacation spot.
Powder Mountain when you got Seven Springs. I mean, come on.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
I love Seven Springs. Exactly, Hidden Valley.
So that piece is interesting to me. So, yeah, so we need that. And then what about, what do you think about the next year ahead? I mean, everyone's always afraid that, you know, the financial, you know, the markets are going to change and there's a bubble and things like that. What's your sort of prognosis?
I think if you look at, you know, public markets and things like that, it's strong. Venture has been, funds nationally have been raising a lot more capital.
Now,
a lot of that's not necessarily in funds in our region of the country, but venture is raising a lot of money and there's a fair amount, you know, a lot being invested. I think what's exciting to me, though, is some of our local trends, particularly things like, you know, we are now a hub, legitimate hub for a lot of global tech players like
autonomous.
You know, Ford and Uber.
Density's there. We got them.
Google
here.
And Facebook and Amazon and others. And those, I think, are bringing in, you know, a lot of talent and investment. And then areas that we've traditionally been strong in, like robotics, AI, machine learning and things, are very hot. So I think, again, those kinds of things put us on the map. So, for example, we partnered with CMU in the spring to do a robotics and AI venture fair.
Brought
in 150 investors around the country.
Sure did.
50 venture funds.
Right.
The bulk of which were out of town.
I love seeing you focus it like that, because that's where our recognized strengths are, and it proved it right there when you get that many investors coming in.
So those trends make me really hopeful for where we're
headed. About materials? What about, like, we have such a legacy in material science?
You know, we've got a lot of good advanced material companies. Interestingly, recently, we've had a fair amount of strategics investors come in to look at companies in the space. In fact, as luck would have it, this evening, I'm meeting with a VC that's interested in the materials space in the East End.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we've got a lot of really promising early stage companies like Interphase Materials, LiquidX, and others that have some good momentum looming.
And they have the other thing I like about those is that they actually have people with deep expertise that are surrounding them, either on their advisory board or mentoring them or investing in them.
And we've got, as you know, the industry talent to support with Nova Chemical and Covestro and PPG, Elko, and others. We've got Gravitas and those sectors.
For sure.
But those are harder to launch very often.
They are, and I would say there have traditionally not been a lot of venture investors that look to invest in advanced materials. One of the harder sectors.
It's tough.
Sometimes to attract capital.
Long timeline on those as well, too.
I hate that we have to wrap up.
We've got a couple minutes left.
What are some key points? What do you want people to really know? You got 20 years in.
Exactly.
Yeah, I would say, first of all, some really good momentum in the region and great progress. I think we have reason to be bullish. The fact that our feeder systems like the universities are doubling down.
Right.
Attraction of corporate anchors. And for people that want to get involved in this community, either as an investor, corporate partner, talent, you know, organizations like the Tech Council and InnovationWorks are here to help you get plugged in and get access to that community. And would love to see that talent, you know, people be part of helping us continue that momentum.
So go to InnovationWorks.org.
Yes, and Alpha Lab and Alpha Lab Gear.
Exactly, which I think are amazing organizations that you guys spun to really get that activity bubbling. And I'm so glad to have you here and talk about 20 years.
Likewise. It's always great to be here.
Thank you.
And a great plug for the Tech Council. You guys are such an important part of building this ecosystem, both helping startups and entrepreneurs, but really plugging them into the tech community here. So
we appreciate
everything you do.
Appreciate that.
Absolutely. You can now come back anytime you want on Tech Vibe Radio. I love it. Thanks, Rich. Rich Lunak from InnovationWorks. 20 years of really getting companies up and going here, really making Pittsburgh pop as far as that goes. Hey, another show under the belt, Audrey. I don't know what happens, every Friday. Time to go sit
in
traffic.
Lots of milestones, though.
I know.
Lots of milestones.
Gives you a lot to think about and a lot to be excited for the future about. So I think it's great. Anyhow, learn more about us at pghtech.org. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.